We just found out, like you guys, you know, so I'm just approaching it as I've been approaching it, period. I've been trying to win a starting spot out here at safety this whole camp, you know. I had to come like this. But, you know, as soon as Rashad's allowed to come back, you know, he's going to hit the ground full speed and make us a better team.
How have you felt so far in camp at that position when you've been asked to fill in?
I've been feeling good since from OTAs all the way through camp. You know, there's still some things I got to get used to back there at safety, but, you know, that's what the rest of these preseason games are for and the rest of this camp's for.
Lean back a little on the experience you had last year and a couple of times that you did get into that position.
Yeah, well, you know, I practiced it for the last couple of years now. You know, I've just had to fill roles at corner and nickel. So, you know, it's finally going to have a chance to get out there and play safety and, you know, show everybody what I can do and hopefully help my team. And, you know, we just, as a defense as a whole, you know, we missing some guys. But after them four games, you know, we're going to be even a better defense and we just plan on hitting the ground running.
You worked some of the ones today, safety, is that right?
Yeah.
And was that something that was planned or did it just kind of throw you out there?
Well, that's just the nature of, you know, of the circumstance. That's what's going to have to happen. But, you know, like I said, you know, we just really waiting on Rashad to get back. You know, we're a better team with him. So when he comes back, we get him and Deion back, we're going to be running, be a better team.
Sorry to interrupt. Does it take more study on your behalf, or do you know the position just as well?
No, y'all been at camp the whole time. I've been playing safety the whole time, so it don't take no more studying. I knew all this stuff since last year. This is my second year in this defense, third year in defense, so it's time to, you know, just go out there and play.
I feel like you and Louis with those four games and work well together back there, what he brings to the table.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's a great veteran guy. You know, you've seen him for years. You know, he coming off a great year last year. You know, we happy to have his enthusiasm the way he plays ball. You know, we kind of got the same mentality towards football and towards the other team. So, you know, I think it's gonna be fun.
How about the guys who are taking your place in the nickel spot? Jamar Taylor, how does
it look? Oh, it looked good. You know, you've seen him and Lil Will. They've getting their hands all over everything the quarterback's throwing these last OTAs in camp. You know, they played a little bit last year. You know, it's not like they don't have any game experience. So, you know, we were deep at every position. You know, this situation make it a little less deep, but you know, we still got guys that can come in and fill and play roles. You know, we beat a good New England team last year with basically guys that came off the bus. So, you know, we're a pretty good defensive team, and our coach do a good job of making sure we're in the right position and we're well prepared for every team we play.
What did you make of the defense's performance Friday night? I know it was the first preseason game, but I'm sure you were.
Oh, you know, we didn't get the win. Obviously, that's the first minus, but we missed a lot of tackles. We ran around well, you know. We had a lot of communication. Still getting used to all these the new rules, but there's no excuse. You know, we still got to play, and we still got to win. You know, that we let too many big runs get out the gate, and that's not what our defense is based on. We just got to correct that next week.